Chapter 115. Gabrielle Ash returned to Sexton's private bathroom, preparing to climb back out of his office. Sexton's phone call had left her feeling anxious. He had definitely hesitated when she told him she was in her office, as if he knew somehow she was lying. Either way, she'd failed to get into Sexton's computer and now was unsure of her next move. Sexton is waiting. As she climbed up onto the sink, getting ready to pull herself up, she heard something clatter to the tile floor. She looked down, irritated to see that she'd knocked off a pair of Sexton's cufflinks that had apparently been sitting on the edge of the sink. Leave things exactly as you found them. Climbing back down, Gabrielle picked up the cufflinks and put them back on the sink. As she began to climb back up, she paused, glancing again at the cufflinks. On any other night, Gabrielle would have ignored them, but tonight, their monogram caught her attention. Like most of Sexton's monogrammed items, they had two intertwining letters, SS. Gabrielle flashed on Sexton's initial computer password, SSS. She pictured his calendar, POTUS, and the White House screensaver with its optimistic ticker tape crawling around the screen ad infinitum. President of the United States, Sedgwick Sexton. President of the United States, Sedgwick Sexton. President of the... Gabrielle stood a moment and wondered. Could he be that confident? Knowing it would take only an instant to find out, she hurried back into Sexton's office, went to his computer, and typed in a seven-letter password. POTUSSS. The screensaver evaporated instantly. She stared, incredulous. Never underestimate the ego of a politician.